Muchas gracias.
Many thanks, Chairman. First of all, I want to thank you for the document that you submitted and also for the other countries for their papers and also your summary. During these sessions of our debate, and bearing in mind the discussions of previous years, we believe that some questions are now sufficiently crystallized and don't require greater debate. Others, however, require more time for clarification. Amongst those questions that we feel are ripe for treatment, we believe that there's a clear consensus as regards the fact that the CCW is the legal framework and IHL the keystone to address future and current laws. There's no doubt to considering that in the short and medium term, it would be unfeasible to have these weapons acting as human beings from an ethical, moral perspective, complying with IHL norms and international human rights law. It's impossible to design an ethical robot or an infallible ethical regulator. Therefore, it's not possible to attribute any responsibility to them for their actions. And in that regard, human control becomes an indispensable and inseparable element for this type of weapon. However, we need to have a debate on the limits of this. We also believe that there's an implicit agreement that the next step would be to find a clear and precise definition on these weapons so we can make progress, recognizing that this terminology is a priority if we are to define military doctrine. And in that regard, it just seems that there's particular interest in defining those elements that characterize such weapons, particularly the concept of autonomy. Similarly, some panelists highlighted the fact that there are already weapons with different levels of automatism and autonomy, but not fully autonomous weapons. We also have this concept that laws does not necessarily have to has a prerequisite the fact that they are lethal. We also believe that there is a clear, explicit recognition of the dual use of these technologies and that AI has great potential for civilian use. Chair, we would also like to highlight the fact that the potential risks for a possible use of laws and how we avoid this requires a more in-depth analysis. Questions such as the black market, terrorism, computer hacking, the arms race, and the possible character of weapons of mass destruction are issues which require a multidisciplinary debate which is both frank and transparent. We also need to continue with our discussions to define the appropriateness of adopting legally binding or not legally binding measures. And in that regard, there does seem to be a significant majority ready to make progress in drafting a legal instrument which would prohibit in a preventive fashion the development of those weapons without any human control. In parallel, there seems to be an interest in some to move towards some sort of uniform regulation through voluntary measures of these current and future autonomous systems which don't have any minimum human intervention. Article 36 of Protocol 1 is also an obligatory tool for states. The possible universal standardization of this mechanism could be considered a solution in the medium term. And finally, we believe that it's not yet clear as to whether IHL machinery will be weakened as a consequence of attributing to machines some form of legal personality, or indeed extending accountability outside the military command to